T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Business Insider reported on this list and ranking out of Wallet Hub that we're going to dig into. And it's on the most fun cities in the country. And man, did they go deep here in terms of evaluating what makes a city fun. So Wallet Hub compared 182 cities, including the 150 most populated U.S. cities, plus at least two of the most populated cities in each state. Across three dimensions, entertainment and recreation, nightlife and parties, and costs. They evaluated those dimensions using 66 relevant metrics, which are listed according to their weight. Not everything is weighted the same. So then they give you a score out of 100, with 100 representing the greatest number and variety of fun and cost-effective activities. Before we tell you the list and where Kansas City ranks, Overland Park is on this list too, so is Wichita. Here, entertainment and recreation got 40 out of the 100 points. Scroll. Nightlife and parties got 40 out of the 100, and costs accounted for 20 out of the 100 points. Here are the kinds of things they looked at. And some of this makes sense, and then some of this goes deep. Number of attractions. Okay, double weight. That makes sense. TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards, top 25 destinations, got full weight. Also getting full weight are things like basketball hoops per capita.
Okay.
Bowling alleys per capita. Ice cream and frozen yogurt shops per capita. Skiing facilities per capita.
Skiing facilities?
Yeah.
Probably don't have a lot of those around
Public
here.
Beaches per capita. Not going to do so well there. Water and amusement parks, hiking trails. They looked at shopping centers. Share the population with walkable park access, playgrounds per capita, bike rental facilities per capita. Arcades, amusement parks, ideal weather matters. Pool halls per capita, beer gardens per capita, time of last call factors in here. That the later your last call, probably the more fun of a city they think you are.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
And then there's a lot on here about price, about average beer price, average food price, movie costs, bowling costs, cost of living. All that figures in there.
Who is the most... Give me.
Do you want top?
Give me
do
top.
You have any
10.
Idea what would be in the top 10?
I honestly haven't looked at it because I like the element of surprise.
Yeah,
I mean,
give me what you think might be number one.
Vegas.
That is in fact correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, look, I don't know anyone who doesn't look. If you don't drink,
right,
and you don't gamble, I get why you wouldn't like Vegas.
And you don't like to people watch,
right?
Which is what a lot of it's about.
But I've never heard anybody come back from Vegas and said, yeah, I went to clubs and I went to shows and mm-hmm. I ate food and walked the strip and I gambled and I had a terrible time. Like,
now,
you might have lost all your money, but you still had a fun time doing it.
I'm going to guess Las Vegas doesn't do very well in terms of costs. Las Vegas to me was pretty expensive. I'm going to guess it doesn't do great there, but it probably makes up for the other. Remember, cost only accounts for 1/5 of the score. My guess is it does really well on everything else.
You can do it cheap, but not if you're going to gamble.
Like, or eat.
Yeah, I mean, there's one place, it's by, I can't think of it. It is a liquor store slash bar, but you can get a hot dog and a beer for $2.50.
Wow.
And if you're just looking to eat, now, Jamie, there's a difference between the way you Vegas and the way I Vegas, but if you're just looking for sustenance, there you go.
Well, it doesn't have to be fancy, but just burger and fries. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, there's nothing with... Let me rephrase that. If you're going to get off the strip, you can find all that cheap.
Yep.
If you
yes.
get into the city of Las Vegas
yeah.
or go to Fremont Street or something, it's going to be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on the strip, everything is... Because if you're spending money gambling.
Yeah, you're exactly. So, you're spending... And I've lost some money in old Vegas, too. Don't
worry. Yeah,
I've lost some money
possible.
There, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vegas probably doesn't do very well price-wise.
Any other guesses on what might be like in the top?
I mean, the big cities have to be. New York's got to be there.
New York is number 3.
Chicago has to be there.
Number 5.
Los Angeles?
I believe it's a little lower than you probably think. Got to scroll up. I think it's number 10. Number 10.
Miami?
Miami's number 2.
Okay.
Or number 3, excuse me.
Gotcha. I mean, that to me, those are the biggies.
Orlando? is really high. Orlando's number two. New York is number three. Miami's number four. Chicago's number five.
These are the most fun cities in America.
Most fun cities. Okay. Atlanta comes in at number six. I'm going through these quickly so after news we can tell you where we ranked. San Francisco is number seven.
That's expensive.
Unbelievably expensive.
It is the Boston of the West Coast.
Yeah.
Just unreal.
Portland, Oregon is number eight. That is surprising to me a little bit.
You're going to have to explain to me why that is.
I love Portland. Okay. To me, I can explain it. It's access to a lot of other things. Like the city itself is all about food, but it's also the ocean's an hour away. Columbia River Gorge is right there. You just got a lot. Mountains, you got everything you want.
Sounds dirty.
there's a joke about Portland, Oregon that everybody in Portland, nobody really has a full-time job in Portland. That everybody just works three part-time jobs in Portland.
Sounds great.
San Diego is number nine and Los Angeles is number 10.
Where is Kansas City on this list? We'll tell you coming up on the other side. Text in 22980. Simple question. On Twitter as well at KMBZ Radio and on Facebook. What do you do for fun? Like, what is your idea of fun?
Here in Kansas City. Yeah.
Not like, well, but I like to go on vacation and go to Minneapolis.
Well, no kidding.
What do you, when you're here, what do you like to do for fun? Text in 22980. I like to go to Mark Lavoie in the newsroom. That's what I think is fun. From time to time, we're guilty of fake news. And by we, today, I am guilty of fake news.
This was not a we. This was a you.
So Mike Parson, the governor of Missouri, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Mike Parson tweets out, so obviously either Mike speaks in the third person or Governor Parson's team actually tweets this out. But this is from Governor Parson, and this is why I thought he was
57.
Today is Governor Parson's birthday. Wish him a happy birthday by joining Team 57 today. Hashtag MoGov, hashtag MikeWorks, MikeParson.com/team-57. To me, that says he's 57.
Now, it's funny because people kept saying, oh, I thought he was older than that.
I thought he was too.
He is, in fact, older than that.
Okay. He's 64. Okay. Well, happy 60. When I'm 64.
He's the 57th governor of Missouri.
All right. That's where it comes from. That's what Team 57 means?
Now we're going to know that, I guess.
I'm going to know that forever, and I'm going to know that until, what's the auditor that's running for governor?
Nicole Galloway.
When Governor Galloway wins next fall, she will be Team 58. All right. Gotcha. Today is, by the way, Governor Parson, why are you tweeting out, today is Governor Parson's birthday? Couldn't, like, team...
Because we don't have the ability to look at who put out the tweet.
I mean...
That it was you?
I understand. It's his team. It's not him. But again, happy birthday to... Happy 64th birthday. Still not as popular, though, as the guy with his 24th birthday. Patrick MVP Mahomes today.
No. Two people who could not be more different. There you go. All right, so we're going over this list out of Wallet Hub of 2019's most fun cities. They ranked, it was like 180 cities or something, 160 cities. So top 10 real fast again. Las Vegas was number one. Orlando, New York was number three. Miami is number four. Chicago, Atlanta is number six. San Francisco is number seven. Portland, Oregon, number eight. San Diego, number nine. Los Angeles, number 10. Then you get Austin, Texas, New Orleans, which was obvious to me, Honolulu, Hawaii, Denver is number 14, Washington, D.C. is number 15.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, let's scroll and see where Kansas City shows up.
You got any local cities in there?
I got Tampa next, I got Seattle, and then at number 18...
Kansas City!
St. Louis.
Jamie, how do you feel about that?
Not good.
St. Louis is the 18th most fun city in America.
So they ranked like 66 metrics of
fun.
Which
you should do.
Like things like breweries and distilleries and entertainment venues and amusement parks and what time the bars close and how expensive things are and acres of parkland per person. And based on all those things, St. Louis comes in at number 18.
I'm trying to see where they rank in the top five of anything. And I can't find anything.
That's true across the board. Yes.
I mean, they don't come in the bottom five of anything. There's a bunch of different states in there, but I don't know why.
I don't get it.
How much fun have you ever had in St. Louis?
None.
Okay.
Again, I'll say two things about I like
none.
The Franklin Park. Is it Franklin Park? Forest Park neighborhood. That's cute. Like two blocks.
End
That's
of
cute.
Story.
It doesn't have Bissinger's chocolates anymore. That's a bummer. Because that used to be. That's what I say Kansas City lacks. It's what I harp on all the time. It's what we should... Well, you don't need chocolate. That's why I can't open this business with
Talk
you.
Talk to cats.
You would be a better business partner. maybe.
I would just eat all the profits if I liked everything.
We don't have any nighttime dessert and cocktail
that's
places.
Our, that's
open
our business.
Like 2 or 3 in the morning.
That's our business.
We don't have that here, and we need that still.
Just 7 to midnight. That's all we got to do, Jamie. We just serve cocktails and cake.
And that waffle thing that we talked about last week isn't going to be it. So,
and our French fry food truck.
And St. Louis had that in Bissinger's Chocolates, and that's not open anymore. And I don't know what else to say. It's a good place to stop and get food on your way to somewhere else. That's about it. But the entertainment and recreation rank, I have issues with the attitude of St. Louis, really. Like, hey, where'd you go to high school? That's the first thing they always ask.
All right.
The entertainment and recreation rank for St. Louis, which ranks 18th overall, is 27. The nightlife and parties rank is 16.
Is it fun? For those that are from St. Louis or if you spend time in St. Louis, is the nightlife great in St. Louis? Like, are there a lot of great bars and clubs? Because I've only been through the airport. And I drove through in 1995 at night when I was moving to Michigan.
This is gonna be a very unpopular opinion, but I feel that Ballpark Village, which is the equivalent to Power and Light District, Ballpark Village is actually better in my opinion because of the fact it's all indoors and it's right next to a downtown stadium.
Okay.
Cost, by the way, overall 23rd for St. Louis.
So that's big. That's big. If it's in the top 25 for cost, whereas Vegas is 71st and New York is 182nd.
scroll, looking for Kansas City. Top 20? For Kansas City.
Top
keep
25?
Going, keep going.
Top 30?
I'm in the 30s. I'm in the four, there's Milwaukee at number 41.
Keep going.
There's Oklahoma City at number 47.
We've already passed Jacksonville.
Keep going.
There's nothing.
Louisville, Kentucky's number 49. Keep going.
Henderson, Nevada is 52nd.
Suburb of Las Vegas, I believe. Henderson, a suburb of Las Vegas, is higher than Kansas City on here.
Yeah,
there is Kansas City at number 53. And what really tanked us here, we're at number 83 on entertainment and recreation. Remember, this is out of 180 cities or whatever they've got here. And then we're 34th. What is that? That is nightlife and parties. We do a little bit better on cost. We're at number 53 on this list.
53rd most fun city in America is Kansas City, Missouri.
Yay. And then I'm looking, I'm like, well, there are other cities. So Wichita comes in at number 81.
Okay.
Overland Park, I believe, is in the 110s.
Okay.
110 is Overland Park, Kansas. I don't believe there are any other cities in Missouri on this list. I don't think Columbia shows up anywhere. I think those are the only two, just Kansas City and St. Louis.
Okay. Well, sorry. I mean, I don't know.
Here's the question. 22980, real fast. We got a couple minutes before we do trivia. What could Kansas City do in your mind to get a higher ranking on this list? What do we need to improve on for entertainment? For fun and entertainment to not be 53rd on this list? Because that's not good. You want to be in the top 25. You want to make it onto Business Insider, whatever Business Insider, if it's top 20 or whatever, but whenever they do the top of list, you want to be in the top of. What do we need to do?
I mean,
9-80.
In fairness, out of 182, you're in the top half.
That's nice.
You're in the top third if you break it into thirds, you know, be 1 through 60, and then you'd be in the top third, which isn't bad. I mean,
just what do we need to do better for entertainment?
Fun?
Yeah, for people that say you don't like living here or whatever, I'm not talking about that. But for fun, this is what they're looking at. What do you think we need more of here? What do we lack?
Well, what are some of the qualifications? Like, we have plenty of movie theaters. I know that's one of the things. We have a lot of concert venues. We have like 30 concert venues. So
again, there are 66 metrics on here that they consider to be relevant that we can run through here a little bit more. We can come back to this later if you want. So coffee and tea shops is something that they show up.
I feel like we have a lot of those.
Diversity of restaurants, bowling alleys, baseball and softball diamonds, basketball hoops per capita gets full weight on here. Tennis courts, public golf courses, public swimming pools, public beaches, fishing facilities.
Do you play sports, but do you do, Jamie, any tennis, anything? Like when you, do you
bocce
do anything?
Ball count?
Sure, it's fun, you know?
I'm a big hiker.
Okay.
I'm a big, when it comes to the outdoor stuff, I'm a big parkland girl.
Are there enough trails for someone like you?
We have a lot of parks. We have a lot of city trails. That could be a problem, I guess.
I know they're going to do that green, they're trying that green line through the Northland down to the Jazz District and back up. I think that would be really cool and something that would benefit you.
I'm more of just a walk the city girl, though. I don't need to go on hikes. I will just go and delightfully be outside and just walk our city. For nightlife and parties, lounges per capita, beer gardens, legality of public drinking. I don't know.
That's what we need to do. That's what Kansas City needs more of. People, we need more open intox.
Casinos, comedy clubs. I'm trying to figure out what we might need more
of. We have so many casinos around here.
Comedy clubs, maybe we could use more of.
Are there like two major ones? There's one in Overland Park.
Yeah.
I know that.
Festivals, do we need more festivals? Do we need sports fan friendliness gets full weight?
What does that mean? I won't sit in the upper deck at a Chiefs game.
That's based on best sports cities.
Okay.
The list they did a few years ago.
The sports fans in the upper deck, Chiefs fans up there are just vile.
We're 22nd best sports city on their list.
So well, we only got two sports teams here, so that makes sense. Like New York, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, cities that have the big four generally are higher on that list. But when you only have two... And don't tell me about Sporting in the KU and Mizzou. That doesn't factor.
It's interesting that a couple of you are mentioning on the text line that the crime here is an issue, that especially recent crime with First Friday. And that doesn't show up. Safety does not show up as a metric they consider. I could see why some of you are saying that's what is an issue.
Yeah, but there's crime in Vegas. There's crime in New York. There's crime in Miami. There's crime in Chicago. There's crime in Atlanta. There's crime in St. Louis. There's crime everywhere. So I'm throwing... Crime has nothing to do with this.
But it is something maybe they should consider in their list, that perhaps that is something that influences whether you go to First Friday anymore or go to the Crossroads and things like that.
Where are like Detroit and Baltimore? Because we know those cities are always high on the murderiest. Detroit's 67, Baltimore is 68. And those two, along with New Orleans, are usually real high per capita. Stop with your, what about Chicago? Per capita, Chicago is a lot safer than Kansas City.
And it's number 5.
Right.
For fun cities. I got a lot going on there.
Detroit and Baltimore, 67, 68. So if you want to factor in crime there, those two cities are below where Kansas City sits.
You know, do they need to do more outside of downtown? Do we need more entertainment that's not just in the urban core?
Well, one of the things that a lot of these cities do have that are in here is stuff to do at a beach.
Yes.
We don't have that option.
Or mountains.
Beaches, lakes, that kind of thing, just around here. Now, I know you go to your boat or wherever for Labor Day and Memorial Day. Yeah, right. But Orlando has a bunch of stuff. New York has a bunch of stuff. Miami has water. Mm-hmm. Chicago has a lot of stuff.
On water.
You know, that factors in a lot. San Diego is on the water. Los Angeles is on the water. We just don't have that.
We have a river.
Okay. Coming up, it's time to do trivia.
I was trying to think St. Louis has the Mississippi. We have a river. We don't do enough with it, but we have one.
You can't go in that bad boy.
We have Smithville Lake.
Yeah. Smithville Lake going to compete with the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, build more lakes then. Our lakes are man-made anyway. Build more.
Hey, if you want to play trivia, it is a Trivia Tuesday to have some fun. Dial us up right now, 576-7798. Jamie's already got the card picked out.
Your plan.
It's you versus me, all right? No prizes. You win nothing but bragging rights. 576-7798. Trivia Tuesday next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.